I have this dance, miss?
You.
Enjoying the evening?
Count Tenheim, I presume.
At your service, my lord.
You may call me Scoria. I've been watching you dance with young Baroness Prudence. Such a lovely creature.
Yes. Unfortunately, her loveliness is owned by someone rude enough not to even appear with her. Even in such pleasant masquerades as tonight.
Well, some do not simply have the proper upbringing to attend these kinds of pleasures.
Apparently so, Lord Scoria. It may be the Spanish way to rise sails and let the beauty wither ashore.
Look at her, amongst all this joy, moaning and sighing. Wouldn't you like to set those sad, longing eyes aflame again? To have her and afterwards kiss that swan-like neck goodnight.
I beg your pardon, my lord.
Do not insult me with petty morality, dear Count. I know exactly how desperately you thirst after her. With how much anguish you envy that half-breed Atracon for owning her loyalty.
If only I could open her eyes from that blindness.
I think we have a way to remedy that.
Dear sir, are you suggesting that I would do the dirty deed of yours of God only knows what intentions?
My intentions are merely of setting her free of that endless longing. I'm not asking you to do anything but to follow your own desires. A few words from a loyal servant of yours will do.
A few words from my servant?
Just a word placed in the ear of Antrican's crew. His ship, Providence, is due to Southampton within a few weeks. When it arrives, we can perhaps put one of your servants on the payroll. All we need is a few words, like counting.
Can I have slept with you, Baroness Prudence?
Aye. You watch your mouth, Gadget. I can't believe that of her.
That's a bleeding, bloody, honest truth, by God, right? Innit? Mind you. She's a bleeding fiancé of the owner of this happening diplomat. Didn't stop the mockers. On banging the sheets with Sir Tenheim now, did it? Nah.
Bloody hell. Young Sir Ranchavon ain't gonna be at all happy when he hear all about it.
I just cannot believe it.
Why, that's what I heard, right? And the gadget works for the Crown and all. Well, we better be off to London, sir. We're going to be there in decent time.
No, Hickson, wait. I'm going to stay here at the inn for a while. Would you arrange a room for me?
Sure, sir, is it? I mean, right. You never kid with this stuff. Never kid with the ladies. Tell you that for nothing, sir.
No. She deserved something better. It's all my doing. Being away in low breed. All my doing.